climate talks putting real pressure on the U.S. snow in the West. We'll tell you what the dumpage has been. Top brass in the military say the surge will increase casualties. Miranda rights reworked. And Northwest pilots, remember those fools that overshot Minneapolis by, 150 miles? They're blaming it on the air traffic controllers. Why we're going to throw them in the dungeon. Usually we don't tell you ahead of time, but this was just too juicy. So that's coming up later this hour. However, right off the bat, let's talk about the EPA saying greenhouse gases are harmful to humans. And with that, I welcome you to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. And this is how we roll. You can join the conversation at 800-259-5791, or you can always send us an email at americatonight.net. So here's the scoop. The EPA took a big fat step on Monday toward what they're calling regulating these greenhouse gases. The conclusion is, according to the EPA, that climate-changing pollution is threatening our health and, of course, the environment. This announcement, fast on the heels with Obama looking, of course, to hopefully, in his eyes, boost the argument at Copenhagen that the United States is aggressively taking action to combat global warming, even though our own Congress hasn't acted on climate legislation, because truly that hasn't happened. So, the conference swings open on Monday. The EPA makes these big announcements, I believe, so that Obama could have that in his back pocket. The EPA specifically saying that the scientific evidence surrounding climate change in what they're saying in their eyes shows that greenhouse gases, again, threaten our health and our welfare, and that the pollutants are mostly carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, and it needs to be regulated under the Clean Air Act. Now, taking this step by the EPA, which they've been talking about actually for months, was, I think, timed, like I mentioned, to come out right when Copenhagen was happening and to sort of jolt Congress to approve the legislation. I mean, that was the other part of the message. Go to Copenhagen, say this is happening, look back in Washington, here's the debate, here's what's happening. Senator John Kerry, who we know is the lead dog of the climate bill before the Senate, says the message to Congress is clear. Get moving. We have to do something now. This scares me to death, because it seems like every time I get on the air, whether we're talking about health care reform, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, whether we're talking about bailing out more people, and now when we're talking about climate change, it means get out your checkbook, because ultimately, how much more are we going to pay in taxes for any of this kind of stuff? I mean, seriously. So Obama huddled with Gore at the White House. He's getting ready for what will be his appearance on the 18th at the summit in Copenhagen. Gore, as you know, won the Nobel Peace Prize a couple of years ago for climate change, for what he's doing with the whole climate change thing. And under a Supreme Court ruling, the finding of endangerment, and we're talking about climate change, the finding of endangerment is needed, okay, follow the bouncing ball, before the EPA can regulate carbon dioxide and five other greenhouse gases released from power plants, factories, for example, and the cars that we drive. This is under the Federal Clean Air Act. So you got that, right? You have to have the endangerment finding before the regulation can kick in. So the EPA said last year in the spring that they were viewing heat-trapping pollution as a threat to what we're breathing in. And they started to take public comments under a formal rulemaking, that's what they call it, meaning people would testify, talk about it, etc. So it's a complete reversal from what happened previously in the past 8 years. And now this puts businesses, their back certainly against the wall, because they're arguing against tackling global warming through the Clean Air Act because it's less flexible, obviously, and also more costly, would you believe it, than the cap and trade bill that's being considered right now before Congress. So they're either going to get you one way or they're going to get you the other way. Cap and trade, Clean Air Act. And the groups, of course, are being questioned about the timing of the announcement. Purely, once again, it doesn't take an idiot to figure out, like I said, that this is politically timed. That's why it came out. That's why it came out before the trip to Copenhagen. I mean, this is pretty far-reaching stuff, folks. This means you and I and businesses. Remember, small business, what is the definition? 500 employees or less, they will dramatically be affected by the decision. So we have unemployment at what? Well over 10%. That number's a lie. It's closer to 15, 16, 17, whatever it is. And now you're going to put more jobs at risk in the U.S. industrial sector because of a public relations maneuver in Copenhagen. I don't see how you can see it any other way. We're going to see tons of lawsuits, massive legal fights over this. And like I said, get out your checkbook. Get out your checkbook. Because if they get you with cap and trade or get you the other way, either way, you're going to have to pay. The EPA has already started developing permits, requirements on carbon dioxide pollution from power plants and all that sort of stuff. So they're going to require autos, as we know, to increase to an average of 35 miles a gallon by 2016. And that's another push to reduce carbon dioxide. We've talked about that until I've been blue in the face on this show. But now this is definitely going to hit businesses. And will it be a boost to the economy? We hear all this stuff about green jobs, but I think what you're going to see is more jobs are going to get probably kicked overseas. That means less Americans working in traditionally the sectors, the jobs that maybe their parents worked in, their grandparents worked in, like the automobile industry. We saw that happened, and people took early buyouts and plants closed and all that sort of stuff. So here's the scoop. The House has approved climate legislation. We already know that. And that, of course, is the cap-and-trade deal. That would cut emissions by 17% by 2020 and about 80% by mid-century. But the Senate hasn't taken up this deal at all. And there's been massive blowback or pushback, whatever you want to call it, mostly from Republicans, but also some centrist Democrats are saying, wait a second here. You know, I'm not so sure about this. We'll talk more about the EPA and this big announcement coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight. However, something deadly happening at Christmas. We're going to talk about that next here on ATN.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
So what's the truth when it comes to cell phone usage? What don't we know about the dangers of the cell phone? Remember, this was, I guess, 3 months or so ago, stories started to break about the health hazards we weren't aware of when we were excessively using our cell phones. You know, by my account, especially younger kids, teenagers, they are glued to the cell phone. So our next guest for 16 years watched as her husband built, tested, and repaired, you know, powerful microwave amplifiers, basically for the base stations of cell towers. In the end, he developed all kinds of symptoms, which eventually led to, sadly, the diagnosis of brain damage and, you know, brain tumor / cancer. That was basically the prognosis. So I applaud Carly Cooper for what she's doing now in trying to point out the dangers. In fact, she's written a book about this very, very thing. It's called Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Carly, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, and we know cell phones are huge, and it's the holidays, and we're getting bombarded with all kinds of commercials about different things that cell phones are doing, and, you know, what you can do on the cell phone, et cetera. But what about the safety side of this? As I said, it was just a couple of months ago when we started to see some stories popping up about it. What was it that you found out is the deceptive part that people aren't aware of?
Oh, well, you know, the title of the book, Cell Phones and the Dark Deception, really indicates one deception, but there's not just one deception. I think there are numerous deceptions that we're not aware of. One such deception is most people do not understand that the cell phone industry has been given the right by our government to govern itself. They are the final authority of all the studies to be done. There is no independent research that is done or funding available from government. Mm-hmm. And the cell phone industry really has the final say when they do a study of what we hear and what we don't hear.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What a difference that makes when you don't have an independent body, an independent study, like you say. All right, let me roll back here for a second. I talked about your husband and what he did, and obviously it had to be gut-wrenching to go through this, especially when he started to get diagnosed and something was wrong and you knew something was wrong. Did the two of you think, wow, this has to be related to what he was doing?
I don't think initially at first. You know, he started getting headaches regularly. They started becoming more and more frequent. He started dealing with concentration difficulties, and we went to see the doctors for his headaches, and he was given drugs that would work for a while and then eventually got to the Imitrex shots, and they worked for a short period. But what we found out was it really aren't headaches. That's just how we would describe them. It's brain pressure. So it's undue pressure in your brain. And when all of these things started happening, it was about, I would say, a good 5 years that we were going to see different doctors for different things, neurologists and specialists. And he was getting relief and diagnosed with, you know, depression, memory loss, mood swings, fatigue, and his headaches. And they were treating these all individually. But having been with him for, you know, 23 years, we were married and had two beautiful daughters. It became obvious that all this was together because none of us were suffering from anything. And I think I started saying to him, you know, maybe you fried your brain. I mean, you must have. What are you working on? And when he finally told me and explained to me what he worked on, non-ionizing microwave radiation, I had not a clue what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing research, and I wasn't looking for cell phones. And when cell phones, I did adverse health effects of non-ionizing microwave radiation, and I continued to get cell phones. And I thought I was way off target until I started reading. And there is a illness out there. It's called microwave sickness, and I write about it in my book. But microwave sickness has all of the symptoms that up to 70% of most cell phone users suffer from.
Wow. I mean, incredible. And you think of, obviously, in describing what happened with him, that would be one detrimental health consequence, one link there. But what are some of the other health consequences that could be linked to this cell phone exposure, you know, based on some of that research that you were finding out?
Okay. Well, first I want to say I do know that my husband, Steve, had a lot more exposure than what the average cell phone user would have. However, 70% experience, most common, the first symptom would be headaches. Then the headaches get worse. And then they experience discomfort in the form of increased stress, pain, irritability, mood swings. And then there's concentration difficulties. And for us, it could be in the form of ADD or ADHD, fatigue, ringing or buzzing in the head, short-term memory loss. That's a biggie. And even in, I was surprised in 2007, the front cover of USA Today had a full-page article expressing that, you know, people in their 40s were beginning to have this short-term memory loss and developing Alzheimer's, and those people had no genetic history of their family, but there was a large number of people in their 40s starting to get Alzheimer's, and that's scary.
Boy, no kidding, that is scary. So what would you say are some of the things that you could do, because everybody, it seems almost everyone I know has a cell phone. What are some of the things that people could do listening to kind of reduce maybe the cell phone
exposure?
Exposure to the risk.
Well, I would say, first off, in the user's manual, in most of the cell phones, it explains that you're supposed to keep the cell phone away from your body, at least an inch. And if you look at your manuals, it will say that. Well, most people in the service provider's ads show everybody holding their cell phone right to their head. The key to being reducing your exposure is distancing the cell phone from your body. And in doing that, you can use your speakerphone. You can use text messaging. Keep the phone away from your head when the calls are being connected, because that's when the power is the strongest. You can also limit your cell phone use, of course. It really doesn't make a difference on if you make a lot of short phone calls or if you make a few long ones. The impact is the same. And even though, as I mentioned about these symptoms, they may not all show up at once, it is like with any other, like with smoking, they start slowly and just have an impact, and really it's cumulative, so you may notice it a lot later down the line, but not immediately. So that's part of a deception, too, I think.
Right. So be aware. I like the idea of the speakerphone or the Bluetooth or whatever it is that you're using to, you know, hands-free. You can certainly do that. Most people, on almost any cell phone, you can do that, absolutely. Well, we're certainly sorry for your loss of Steve, but it led you to put together this nonfiction book about cell phones and the dark deception. If people want to get a copy of this, Carly, how do they do that?
They can go to realcellphonedangers.com. That's realcellphonedangers.com. And if they go on there and they want to order the book, I have a coupon code. It's free SS for standard shipping. That's FREESS. Or if they'd like to, on the homepage, they can get a free report in the lower right-hand corner that has the 10 things that every cell phone user should know. And there's also a report that grades your cell phone to see how dangerous your cell phone is. And those are absolutely free.
Wow, that's great. Check out, because there's so many different brands, certainly. Carly, we wish you the best with the book, and thanks for stopping by America tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
All right, Carly Cooper, again, I think it's great to go to her website to check out your phone, because there's so many different kinds of phones, obviously, from Sprint, the iPhones, et cetera, on down. And it makes sense if you think about it. We never know the effects of something until it's too late, right? And we've been certainly have heard about the dangers of this microwave sickness before in the past. It's interesting now that more is coming out about the link to the cell phone. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. We got Odds and Ends around the bend.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Birthdays and news you can abuse. But first, before we get to that, a couple of other things. One, what's making the headlines? We've talked about it throughout this show. That's what we do. We weave it in and out in the hours that we have to be with you here on America Tonight. We know that the health care reform, now the Senate is debating the abortion issue, the amendment over whether or not there would be pay federal dollars that would go toward abortions, and there's some key votes that probably won't happen in its current state, including Senator Olympia Snowe from Maine. It wouldn't look good for her to vote in that direction, so there will be heavy debate on that. Trust me, you can catch it on the Snorefest C-SPAN, but it might actually be exciting because I think the sparks will fly on that one. And then also we talked about the EPA and the EPA coming out with the back, what I would call something to back up Obama's trip to Copenhagen, and shocking to some because they realize if all of this goes through, it would mean that some industries would be forced to shut down. It would also mean that you would be paying for some of these more stringent regulations, which would increase your energy costs. And we still have the leftover, of course, ClimateGate investigation and the hacked emails and whether or not that raised a few eyebrows. It did initially when it was first reported, but again, I think this EPA thing was meant also to kind of chase that away, as there wasn't much protest over it, shockingly. In the meantime, According to the recent Gallup poll, Obama's presidential job approval rating is, can you guess the number, 47%. And again, this is the daily tracking poll. Every single day it comes out, and it can vary from point to point. His ratings have been below 50% for most of the time since mid-November. Briefly once, he got a little bit of a spike after the Afghanistan policy, but that's where it's at this point. So he had high numbers originally coming in, which is pretty normal for most presidents their first time around, certainly. But it's obvious that there's mixed opinions about health care reform and what's happening in Afghanistan as well. The story that we can't get enough of, people checking their own marriages and wondering maybe what's going on with the person sleeping next to them. Sometimes that happens when a very famous person makes the news. And right now, the current number of supposed alleged mistresses for the best athlete in the world, I think he's one of the best athletes, certainly the best golfer, Tiger Woods, is now up to 10. For those who are curious, my own mother, who could care less about gossip and is much more into, you know, what's happening with the, politically, etc., even made a little joke when I was talking to her today and said, "Oh, is he trying to be like that Wilt Chamberlain?" So there are jokes aplenty when it comes to Tiger Woods, and you know the women that are coming forward. One is a porn actress, a famous porn actress. Her name's Holly Sampson. Another is this naive, supposed Perkins Pancake House waitress where Woods and his wife would go right down the street in Orlando to eat. And he was supposedly seeing her for 14 months on the side here and there. So it's just crazy how deep everybody's gotten into the Tiger Woods thing. Like I said, normally, I don't know, people wouldn't be as interested, I think, in this whole story, except for that he's uber famous, and it wasn't just one woman. Now you have all these various women coming out, and, of course, these crazy stories connected to it as well. And all the places are covering it, whether it's the Wall Street Journal from what angle or not, or it's the morning shows. And speaking of the morning shows, morning is the popular place for news now. And the reason for that is because people flip on the tube, I think, and they're getting ready to go to work. So there's more of a chance that they'll watch news at that time, whether they're in their 20s on up, if they have a tube and they're watching television at that time and not listening to the radio or satellite radio or whatever, or their own tunes, you know, the iPod, etc. So Diane Sawyer has been on Good Morning America for 10 years. Time flies. She's been there for 10 years. And she is leaving. And naturally, when someone's been there for at least a decade, they make a big deal about it. Here was her little announcement in comings and goings on the air early on Monday.
We wanted you to know that all of us here at the desk have a kind of team announcement this morning, because we wanted you to know that this is going to be my last week after 10 years here at Good Morning America, side by side.
You really are giving up your day job, finally, after all this time. It is so difficult. As we're all, I just keep staring at you. That's why I wasn't even looking at the camera. You know, thank you. And we're going to do all things just like you this week. We're going to have fun. We're going to look back. But
yes, I've calculated 2,881 shows, roughly. And it's true. In our next half hour, we're all going to gather around the water cooler and talk a little bit about it all. And we hope you'll celebrate with us this week and laugh with us this week. Please. And look back a little with us this week.
All right, so, you know, it's one of those things where that's what they do. They did that with Katie Couric, who had been on the Today Show, I think a little bit longer than that, but in comings and goings, she now is taking the place of Charlie Gibson, who is stepping away. He's retiring, and she's stepping into the big seat. So here you have two females, one on CBS and Couric, and now you've got Diane Sawyer on ABC, and of course Brian Williams, who is the lead guy. NBC gets the highest ratings. But like I said, if you wanted to talk about television ratings, really your bigger ratings now tend to be in the morning because people aren't home at 5:30, 6:30, whatever, watching the news like they used to be. Of course, you can stream it, I believe, on the internet, and people could get it that way. But the I think news and the content mostly comes from the internet, some kind of internet source, whether it could be some source like The Onion or Huffington Post or CNN or Fox or, you know, pick your poison, whatever it is. Or, of course, the powerful network that I'm on, they've got a website too, and they have snippets of news that come down, GCN. You can check that out. But there are a million news sources now to check, and I think that's really the wave of the future, is something combined with the internet. Not that television is completely going away, but the big, big numbers the nightly anchor men, because it was mostly men, used to get, I think those days are long gone, and people are looking for other ways to entice viewers, I guess, to stick around and watch news, give them a reason to watch it. They try to lighten it or make it more hardcore or go a little bit more in depth, but it's, I think, a struggle that you cannot win. Well, the poor woman who was trying to fight the chimp, for all of the people listening to us in Connecticut, you certainly know what I'm talking about, and across the nation, too, it made huge news. What's interesting is, in a follow-up to the chimp attack case, and I don't know, I guess I was kind of surprised about this, but maybe not. They'll just say it was an accident. No charges were filed in that chimp attack deal. I don't know if you happen to be perusing the internet, but you might have seen a picture of the woman who was attacked by her friend's pet. Now, you know, always my first question is, where are we living that people have giant chimpanzees for pets, and they're sitting at the table and they're eating like they were a kid, and they're an animal. And, you know, I get the pet thing, but the tigers and the chimpanzees, and then people end up hurt or people end up dead, it makes absolutely no sense to me. And this poor woman, her face is just beyond unrecognizable. And naturally, I mean, her eyes can't be replaced and all of this because the chimp was scared by something she did and went crazy. Again, you cannot control the animals, even those who are trainers and seem to be pretty good at it. Like, you think of Siegfried and Roy and what happened with Roy. Same thing. He was very close to losing his life, and yet he had spent all that time with those animals and felt like they loved him and knew him, and just something scared him, and that's exactly what can happen. So it makes no sense to me when you read these stories and it turns out it's somebody's pet. I think of the craziest things any of my friends could possibly do, and none of them, the common denominator is none of them have wild animals as pets. All right, coming up on the flip side, breaking news, a bomb-rigged car, or maybe cars, killed at least 37 in Baghdad, and dozens, of course, wounded in a series of bomb attacks. That happened in the Iraqi city. It would be Tuesday there, and they exploded in quick succession. That's some of the latest stuff that we have. There were reports of other attacks around the capital, including a suicide attack in the Sunni area in southern Baghdad. So probably the worst day of violence in the city since late October, when, if you remember, a twin car bomb attacks actually killed 155 people. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Some of the things we've mentioned, that very historic EPA finding, greenhouse gases harmful to humans, and, of course, the Senate debating the abortion issue, so to speak, as far as the amendment is concerned. Meanwhile, you have the defense secretary going to Afghanistan and talking to the troops and saying we're in this thing to win, while his counterpart, Admiral Mullen, was at Fort Lejeune in North Carolina, telling some of those that would be deployed that we could expect heavy casualties to rise in Afghanistan in this next year. And, of course, snow sweeping across the West. In the meantime, we have breaking news as well that I was just telling you about in Baghdad. Sadly, it's looking like one of the worst days. At least 37 dead, could be more, people injured as well, as there was a three bomb rig cars exploding just boom, boom, boom across Baghdad near the labor ministry in the northeastern part of Baghdad and another place in the center of the city. So still very sketchy reports, as this just happened a short while ago, but it's looking like the worst day, at least since October, of violence in that city, when at that time, remember, you had two car bomb attacks and there were 155 people dead. So obviously very, very sad news there. We hate to hear that. With certainly with the investment that we've made and more in the people, the concern of the people more than the money. All right, coming up in this day in history, remember the song Babe from the 70s? Yeah, that was a number one hit song in the U.S. It was there for a couple of weeks. It was finally knocked out of the number one spot by a guy named Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song. And you still hear both of those songs in 70, when 70s music comes up, you're driving around, you're punching the buttons, especially the Pina Colada song. You hear that, I mean, you hear that constantly. I don't know what kind of residuals he's getting, but he's got to be making some decent money off of that. Also, besides this day in history, which is December 8th, we'll be diving into birthdays as well. And birthdays include some who sadly are no longer with us, but Terry Hatcher is. You catch her on Desperate Housewives. Remember, she was in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. She was in Tango and Cash. She was in Soap Dish. She was in Dead in the Water and, you know, a slew of other things. Sinead O'Connor also celebrating a birthday. Her most famous song, of course, Nothing Compares to You. Kim Basinger, married to Alec Baldwin, a nasty divorce, the daughter between them. Remember at one point, it was like 2 years ago when they were playing the voicemail message that Alec Baldwin had left. It was, oof, it was so nasty. But Kim Basinger, famous for a bunch of different movies, including The Natural, and she was also in Ready to Wear, Wayne's World 2, Batman, a whole bunch of other movies you would definitely recognize her. Definitely recognize her from Batman as well. All right, time for a little news you can abuse before we jump back to the fun and frivolity of the birthdays and whatnot. Here's an interesting thing out of Indiana. An Indiana couple is really trying to brighten up Christmas. Janet Crawford and her husband say it's been a really tough year in Sharpsville where they live. So they have a holiday light show that's spread over 2 acres. Wow. 90,000, I'd like to see this, 90,000 lights synchronized to music through nearly 200 computer controllers. They have a donation box in their front yard. They're hoping to raise at least $1,200 for charity, and visitors are certainly enjoying that light show. 90,000 lights, especially synchronized to music. That's pretty elaborate, I would say. How about a rendering of the Loch Ness Monster? Would you want one? Well, a 60-foot statue of Nessie, that's what they're calling it, is up for auction on eBay. The wooden sculpture on display in a duck pond at the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It needs to be winterized or moved inside, but creators don't have the money, so they're trying to sell it. As of yesterday, bidding it topped the $1,200 mark. But the reserve hasn't been made yet, so whoever bids just a little bit more, boy, you have a great chance of walking away with that. You know, with eBay, sometimes people wait till the last second, and then it's up and gone, and, you know, you can't touch it. All right, back to, as I said, what I consider to be pretty interesting this day in history is December 8th. And if we wind the clock back, sadly, John Lennon was shot and killed in 1980. He was outside of his New York City apartment house, the Dakota, and you had an obsessed fan who was knocked down by others at the scene. They had vigils. Hundreds of people showed up for that, were singing and whatnot. John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, with the New York City officials, set up a permanent memorial to her husband. It's a section of Central Park opposite the Dakota. You know what it's called? This is very cool. Strawberry Fields. Get it? Strawberry Fields forever. 1940, the Chicago Bears, that's a long time ago, shut out the Washington Redskins. You know what the final score was? See, when I say nail the score, you can pick any score. You don't have to know anything about football. Chicago slaughtered Washington 73 to nothing. That's incredible. In 1961, the Beach Boys' first record was released on Candix record. It was a big hit in L.A., but only made it 75 nationally because it was that whole surfing music craze, which didn't take hold in the Midwest and in the East and whatnot. So the Beach Boys had a wave of popularity that suddenly took off a month or so, a couple months later, and it continues today. They're now called the Beach Men. I didn't realize that. So you can't even call them the Beach Boys. They'll always be the Beach Boys to me. In 1963, Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. He was set free 3 days later after his father paid $240,000 ransom with no questions asked. Three men were eventually caught, convicted, and imprisoned for that crime. And finally, this last one, 1984, Indiana Hoosiers basketball hoops coach Bobby Knight got career win 400. Indiana beat Kentucky, by the way, sorry for all you guys in Kentucky, 81-68, the final there. All right, time for a little of that birthday magic. Speaking of the Beatles and John Lennon and the boys, I wonder how many times in the beginning of their careers they played that. And there has to be songs that they just got so sick of. All right, well, we're not sick of it. Famous birthdays on this day in history, December 8th, include, I mentioned this, Sinead O'Connor, 43, Terry Hatcher, 45, Kim Basinger, a little bit older, 56, Sam Kinison, also 56, Greg Allman, at one point married to Cher, 62 years old. Remember, he was the keyboards singer guy with his brothers in the Allman Brothers band. Jim Morrison, if he were still alive, by the way, from the Doors, would have been 66 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, or would have been, Sammy Davis Jr. would have been 84 years old. How about that? Meantime, somebody else who is on the list, Anna Sophia Robb, on the opposite end of the scale. If you saw Race to Witch Mountain, she's an actress in that. She's actually really, really good in that cute little show. 16 years old. James Galway, Irish flute player, classical and popular music. He's celebrating a birthday. He is 70. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating today. And also thanks to Donovan Madsen for his great work on the technicals. Remember, everybody, you can flip us an email, americatonight.net.
But you just can't imagine how expensive a thermonuclear warhead is these days.